Hey, it's Woody and Jim. We're excited to have a podcast because, you know, they don't give podcasts to just anybody.
I know.
My girlfriend Melissa, she had a hard week, so we sat down, we had dinner, and then last time we were there, the waitress suggested a lemon drop martini.
Ooh, good
and
call.
And she says, you know, because she likes really sweet drinks.
Sure.
You know, and she doesn't drink very often.
Okay, we are destined to be best friends.
Okay, there you go. And you both burp the same.
And we both burp
But, she orders one, and then, you know, all of a sudden she's going like, before the food came, she's going like, get a little woozy. I think I'll have another one. So we made it home, and after having a nice dinner and everything, and my dog, Lucy, Doberman, she loves to catch mice because, you know, especially it was raining and, you know, along the back fence, there's trees back there. And so there's mice. And so sometimes she'll bring them in the house as a gift.
Proud.
Yeah, proud. Dog. Like, look what I got. Look, I saved this from getting in the house by bringing it in the house.
Aren't you proud of me?
So my girlfriend Melissa is sitting on the couch, and Lucy just jumps up next to her and drops the mouse right there by her lap. And, you know, and she kind of had a couple of lemon drop martinis and looks over and goes like, ah! And I'm like, what? Just, there's a dead mouse. I'm looking into its cold, dead eyes. So being the hero of the family, I had to go get an Amazon box and scoop the dead mouse into it and take it out to the trash.
But yes. It's up to the non-lemon drop martini people to take care of things.
And then the rest of the night, Lucy is trying to lick us. I'm going like, ew. Keep your mouse tongue to yourself. Ew. What are you doing?
I know just slightly where that's been.
Yeah. I love it, though, because a dog or a cat will bring you something like that. Yeah. Like, look what I brought you.
Yep.
I know. The only thing
I caught
worse,
this for you.
The only thing worse is my cat growing up, Kelly, she would hunt mice. She was mostly outdoors, and she would come back in. And the only thing worse than coming in with a dead mouse is coming in with a stunned mouse.
Yeah, one. Yeah, we've had that
because
too.
Because then it wakes up once it's in your house and starts running around.
Yeah.
And then you have to catch the mouse.
Yeah. I just got the
and then all of a sudden, the cat doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, I brought it in. My responsibility is over now.
I did my work. I'm just going to lay over here and lick my paws.
Oh, goodness.
Now it's up to you people shrieking.
How about a Woody and Jim mood boost? Hey, feeling good, like I should.
When in the walk around the neighborhood. Oh, I love this story. It means sometimes you just got to take your shot, right? Mm. So let's get back into the Wayback Machine and go back to the late 90s when this guy got his first mobile phone.
Okay.
Oh, the bricks?
Yeah. And he decided, I'm going to text. And this was the texting age where you had to multi-tap on each.
Oh,
you
know, the good old days.
Yeah.
9999.
Exactly.
To get Y.
So what he did was he just randomly sent, like, hi messages to a bunch of numbers in, like, that were random.
Just random phone numbers.
Phone numbers.
That's cool.
To see what he got. Only one person replied back in 1998. That woman has now been his wife.
No way.
That's how they met, huh?
Yes.
That's great.
For over 25 years, they have children that are like teens and preteens. She replied back, and they decided to meet up at a restaurant, and they hit it off. And what do you know? That first old school text led to a beautiful relationship and a whole family.
And they've had kids and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is so cool.
Oh, my gosh. Remember the early days of texting when it was new and it cost money?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we should do? Coming up in a couple of minutes, let's go back to the early days of texting. Nobody will believe what texting was like
if
they didn't grow up in that era.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be quite an effort.
Yeah.
Yes.
You kids nowadays have it so easy.
What do you remember about the early days of texts?
Must be the old angry men on the porch coming up in just a few minutes.
Did your mom or dad come after you with bill after you'd been texting?
All right. We'll talk
about
that.
We'll have stuff to talk about. We'll laugh.
It's a Woody and Jim mood boost on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Moments ago during our mood boost segment, we talked about a guy who just got his first cell phone back in the day. and just randomly texted somebody, and that person ended up being his wife.
Yeah.
Just a random stranger. And
she
they
became
met
his wife.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, she answered his text, the only one.
Yeah.
So sweet.
And so that made us think about going back in the Wayback Machine to the early days of texting, when it was so much more difficult.
If there's somebody listening or you've got somebody nearby, pull them over to the phone if they didn't experience texting in the late 90s and early 2000s, because they will not believe, because texting is so easy, doesn't cost a thing extra right now. But back in the day,
yeah,
oh man,
it was a struggle.
There was so much struggle. The bus was full of people struggling. So if you remember, we used to have physical buttons on our phones.
Right. Yep.
And to text, you had to hit a button one, two, or three times, or four times, I think, to get to the letter that you wanted to text.
And you had to choose whether it was a capital or a small letter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you had to click, pound or star or something first to capital. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a super skill. I remember hosting a texting contest at the Wilson County Fair in the early 2000s, in which she was probably like a 10-year-old girl who beat everybody. They would just like, they would put these giant words up on the board.
And you had to text that word.
Yeah. And she would just like, woo, 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 woo. I couldn't even see her fingers move.
You had to hit 7 19 times.
Yeah. She won the whole thing, the gold ribbon.
Wow.
It was expensive too.
It was. Yeah. It wasn't free.
I got my first phone when I was in high school, which was late at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But during junior high, my dad fished in Alaska during the summer. And so for like a month, I would be able to get his phone and have it in school. And they weren't allowed. So everybody, the trending coat was a North Face jacket. And so everybody had them. But what was cool was you could like kind of pop the collar a little bit and peek down.
Look down your own shirt.
Look down your own jacket.
So that's where you hid your phone.
That's where I hid my phone because in the pocket was this like mesh lining. It was like see-through. And so we would stick our phone in our pocket and we'd be able to look through the collar of our jackets into our pockets and text.
And text the person who's three rows over from you in class.
Yes, but it was amazing. Yeah, this teacher sucks. But it was amazing because we could feel the buttons, and so all we had to do was start off the text with like one word, and then we just took it from there. Whereas now the kids these days, like you can't really
nowadays
do that. Yeah. I'll look at my phone and I'm still texting wrong because of the touch screen.
It was back harder then, but we texted better then.
Oh yeah, I miss it. I miss being able to like feel the buttons and tap three times.
And
to
the
get
teacher that you hated probably is looking up for a desk, going like, why is everybody staring down their North Face coats?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a thing. They're sullen. They're emo.
I love it.
I just remember my kids were too young to have a phone, but my other friends that had kids that had phones, I just remember every one of them saying, I had to confront my son or my daughter with a $300 phone bill because they had texted thousands of times, and you're only allowed so many.
Yeah.
And then it was
really
like 20 cents each text.
Yeah.
And I just remember one of them, he goes, like, I made them print out what the texts were because I wanted to see if they were real because I didn't believe the charges. And like 75% of the texts that my son sent were just the word sup.
Sup.
No way. Gosh, my parents would have killed me.
Oh, yeah. He was grounded.
It was a tough time. And we used to walk uphill to school both ways.
Fighting bears.
With no jacket.
Yeah.
We're going to play our fun little game. It's called Snake Oil. If you're not familiar with it, there's a deck of cards. Each card has one word on it. We have to put those two cards together that we draw at random, and we make a product out of those two cards.
My heart rate has already spiked.
And we have to sell it immediately, QVC style. All right.
Yeah.
So
Gina doesn't like this.
No.
Gina likes to like wait and plan things out, and this makes you sell the thing you just found out about immediately.
I'm not very creative. And
no, you're
so
fine.
This type of stuff, like, it makes me nervous.
It makes you nervous on edge. Well, use your nervousness.
Yeah. And we're live, too. So
it's exactly what we want.
That's right.
Yeah. We want a nervous contestant fearing for her life.
All right.
Okay.
So we've all randomly taken two cards without looking at them.
Yep.
I'll go first. I just flipped over my card, so I'm just about to see it. So the two words that I get are anger butter.
Anger
and
butter.
Butter. Anger and butter. I have to make a product out of that.
All right, and sell it QVC style. Ready,
yes.
Jim, go!
Do you ever get so angry that maybe you've gotten in trouble, gotten in a bar fight, or just pushed and shoved somebody? What you need is anger butter. When you get really angry, coat your body with anger butter.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you try to throw a punch at somebody because you're angry, it just slides right off of you. And you don't go to jail.
Making it a non-violent bar fight.
That's right.
Very nice.
Anger
okay.
butter.
Okay.
Right. Look for it today.
I know a couple people who could benefit from that.
Anger butter.
All right. Let's let Gina stew about this and make Woody go first.
All right. I'll get to go next. All right. Okay. Two cards I pulled are Dream Shovel. Here we go. Next time you're having a nightmare and you want to bury something, why not get the Dream Shovel?
Oh.
Because in real life, digging a hole is very difficult. Perhaps the most difficult thing you'll ever do. But in your dreams, you can shovel as much as you want and bury your problems with the new Dream Shovel. Ask for today.
Wow, that's not
great.
Bad.
See, not you guys bad. Are tough acts to follow.
Well, no. Well, you know, it pops in our head.
We've been doing this a while.
Yeah,
we're giving you a lot
of
grace here.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, expect you to be perfect.
You're going to be fine.
Okay.
You're going to be just fine.
Okay.
Gina, your two words are?
I got eraser powder.
3 seconds. 2, 1. Sell it.
Okay, have you ever been doing your makeup and your eyeliner goes the wrong way, or you put the blush where the bronzer is supposed to go? No need to worry. We have eraser powder for you. You're just going to dab it on the spot that you make your mistake, and poof, it goes away like magic.
And you can start over.
You can start all over.
That was excellent.
You did so good.
You said you weren't going to do good, but you did really well. Right after the three things you want to know, we will give you the results of your texting into who won the snake oil game.
Yeah, who did best? What product does people want to buy?
Yeah, we'll tell you who won coming up.
All right, Tater Tots. They've been having a moment now for a few years.
Yes.
And some reviewers have gone around and they've determined what tater tots to avoid and which ones to buy.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're doing your own tater tots, and I'm assuming these are all just put them in the oven, bake them, right? The ones to avoid, Walmart's Great Value Tots.
No.
There's nothing you can do to fix them. Extra cooking time, hacks, waffle irons, not going to help you.
Are they like soggy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mushy
center.
Okay. Is what they say. For a reliably crisp bite, they say go for Target's Market Pantry Tots or Aldi's Season's Choice Tots.
Okay.
So there you go.
Where does Orida fit in there? Anything?
They didn't.
Didn't.
They're neither here nor there.
Store tots.
I only talk about extremes. The bads and the really goods.
There you go. Could the bromance between President Trump and Elon Musk be coming to an end? I guess President Trump asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to go and rescue the two astronauts, including the guy from Mount Juliet, that have been in the International Space Station since the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But that confused a lot of people because NASA's already planning to go up there next month and get them.
They're already working on it.
But people are assuming that maybe he says he wants Elon himself to go up there and get
Oh, my God. Is this his way of trying to get rid of Elon?
He's tired of Elon Musk following him into the bathroom all the time.
Send him to space. Get rid of him.
Maybe he'll be stranded up there, and the world will be a better place.
Oh, gosh.
Gina?
Well, it's the 100-year anniversary for Balto, the story of Balto.
If anybody didn't see that animated perfection of a movie.
Yeah, so it's about the dog sled group led by Balto. They went across hundreds of miles to get a vaccine for a disease that was killing the village children. It's called the Strangling Angel was the name of the disease. It's 100 years since that crazy story.
Based on a true story and the cartoon that went with it. Yeah.
It was called The Great Race of Mercy in 1925.
The dog sleds that went through Alaska to save an entire town.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. We must declare our winner of snake oil.
Who did the best job of selling some random thing they were assigned?
All right.
Gina has checked the votes. and I have verified.
Looks like I was the winner.
See, you said you wouldn't do well, but you did really well.
Nashville loves an underdog.
Yes, that's right. That's true.
And they're used to us. They don't like us.
Yeah.
Fire Aid, a fundraiser to help people rebuild their lives after they lost everything in the California wildfires. And Jelly Roll, Nashville's own Jelly Roll. He performed and got the crowd whipped up like only he can.
This is so great. We're going to play the whole thing because we love it.
Yeah, it's a classic Bob Seger song.
My name is Jason Jelly Roll D. Ford. I am from Nashville, Tennessee, and it is an honor to be here tonight. But I think it's important while I'm on this stage that I sing one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite songwriters about one of my favorite cities in America. But it would only be right if I did it with somebody from Los Angeles, California. So I would like to bring my big brother, Mr. Travis Barker, out to play the drums tonight. Come on, Los Angeles!
That's got to make you smile. That's amazing.
Fired up.
No, no kidding.
No pun intended.
That was just, you know, what an adrenaline performance. That was amazing.
Yeah.
So that was Jelly Roll doing Bob Seger at the Fire Aid show
right.
last night. They did for the benefit of the people affected by the California wildfires.
Right.
So if you would like to donate and you haven't done so already, and maybe that song inspired you, you can donate at FireAidLA.org.
Very cool.
FireAidLA.org.
Love Jelly Roll. So proud that he's from Nashville and just, you know, he's so turned his life around and just made it so awesome.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, just gotta can't love stop him. Rooting for the guy.
No kidding.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. We are ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your printing and shipping superstore.
All right, we have some contestants, both in the state that Tennessee wears as a hat. They're from Kentucky. We have Chris in Mount Washington for the guys. Hey, Chris.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning. And we also have somebody else on the line. What is your relation to our other contestant?
She's my stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter, Haley. Hi, okay. Haley.
Yes.
Hi.
All right.
All right.
Good luck to both of you.
Chris versus Haley.
Yeah.
We'll start with a get acquainted question. First, let's start with Haley. Tell us something most people don't know about you.
That's a very good question. I don't really know. I feel like I'm pretty knowable, but I guess.
You're an open book.
Everyone knows everything. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly.
What about you, Chris? You want to tell us something most people don't know about you?
Haley knows this, but most other people don't know this, that I am addicted to Diet Mountain Dew.
Okay.
We all have our vices.
Yeah.
Yes, we.
Yes.
You get the jitters without the caffeine, without the sugar.
Exactly. I can feel it running through my veins.
There you go.
But Diet Mountain Dew, that man. Stat.
Yeah.
Okay. You each have a screw you can use if you need it. Let's begin with our multiple choice questions.
All right, Haley, here we go. Does Callaway make golf, baseball, or hockey equipment?
Golf.
Golf is right. Good job. Good start.
All right, Chris. If you have an Ann Getty's calendar with every month feature pictures of babies, puppies, or kittens?
Babies?
Babies.
Yes.
Nice job.
All right. Okay. Tied up.
Okay. Haley, you're invited to Post Malone's Super Bowl party. If you believe his commercials, what brand of beer will you be served? Sold.
Bud Light.
Nice.
Yeah. Good job.
Going strong.
You guys don't know your stuff.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Who was Ryan Gosling's co-star in La La Land?
I can see her face, but I cannot think of her name. Drew.
Drew. Okay.
Right. He challenges you, Haley.
I know.
So, read it for her again.
Okay, who was Ryan Gosling's co-star in La La Land?
We need an answer.
I'm not sure.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
That's a point for you, Chris.
Good use of the screw, Chris.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, that is tied it up. It is 2-2 going into the last set of questions.
All right, Haley, Hugh Jackman plays what Marvel superhero?
Wolverine.
Yeah. Okay, you take the
lead
back.
I'm sure she's seen that movie.
Yes.
It is a perfect score for Haley. Chris, you need this one to send it into overtime.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
7 for All Mankind is what brand?
It's a brand of what? Yeah.
7 for All Mankind?
Yes.
Shoes.
Shoes, no. Good guess.
I didn't know that either. What is it?
Jeans.
It's jeans.
Oh!
All right. Well, congratulations, Haley.
Way to go, girl.
Stepdaughter wins. Congratulations, Haley. For you, we have a certificate of bragification that you can show your stepdad whenever you like. Just say, hey, Dad, you think you're so smart? Look at my phone. Here's my certificate.
You guys have a great day as we play Gender Wars again. every weekday morning at 7:20 and 8:20. If you'd like to play in an upcoming game, you can call or text us 615-553-0933 with Woody and Jim. A few new things for Netflix. I guess they're going to go ahead with a reality show, and one of the judges was Liam Payne, who died in October, really? But they're going to go ahead and do this show anyway. It's called Building a Band. It's about putting together a boy band. So we'll see how that goes, but that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Also, they're going to do the people who made Stranger Things. They're going to do one featuring the elderly. It's with a paranormal activity going on in a nursing home.
Interesting.
And it's got like Gina Davis in it and stuff like that. You're going, okay. So right. Yeah, we'll see
old
how that goes.
Old school stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
95.1 in Murfreesboro. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. Hey there, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Yacht Rock, very popular right now.
Yep.
Do you love it? It's sit-down dance music.
Yep, with a little bit of groove into it.
Yeah.
Something you'd, you know, be sipping, you know, maybe a cocktail on the yacht and listening to that type of music.
Yes. And here we are on the boat.
Enjoying a drink.
Popping the champagne. Wearing our little nautical hats.
Yep. So we want you to determine the next song that we're going to play.
Right.
And it's a little thing we call Yacht or Nyacht.
Yacht or Nyacht. Okay, we'll give you a choice of two songs. One is a Yacht Rock song, and the other one is Nyacht.
Exactly. So here's your Yacht Rock song you have to choose from today. What a Fool Believes.
Doobie Brothers, pretty much ground zero for Yacht Rock.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have another song that is fun, but it's not Yacht Rock.
It is Nyacht. It's Nyacht.
Here it is.
Okay, so you have an either or choice.
Shake your body down to the ground by the Jacksons.
Will you choose Yacht or Nyacht? You can text us. Our line is 615-553-0933. After the next break, we will determine the winner, and we have a nice prize for somebody random who texts us.
Yes, yeah. If you text us, we'll pick a winner at random, and you'll get a pair of tickets to the Goonies Live with the Nashville Symphony July 17th and 18th.
All right.
Get to see one of your favorite movies performed with the score by the Nashville Symphony.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you determine, will it be Yacht or Nyacht after the break?
You have about 5 minutes to decide the future.
Three things you want to know this morning. Nashville may be getting another major sports team. Former Governor Bill Haslam and his wife are got some investors together. They're hoping to get a WNBA team in Nashville.
Ooh.
And they're going to name it the Tennessee Summit after Pat Summit.
Oh, I love that.
So we'll see how I guess they got investors, so it might happen.
I think like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are on that.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrity
some
big
of
names.
Your Nashville elite are on there, it might happen.
There's somebody who bought a painting at a garage sale in Minnesota. Turns out it's a Vincent Van Gogh.
Mm.
They sold it a few times, and now it's in the hands of, I guess, an investment group that nobody thought it was a Van Gogh. They just thought it was a nice picture. Kind of looked like Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm.
But turns out they used 4 years of research to determine it actually is a Van Gogh. He made it while he was in an asylum, which is where he spent a good part of his life.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's crazy.
There was a different name on it, but they realized, oh, well, it's him. That's his.
Interesting.
And it's a self-portrait, and it's worth millions.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody sold it yet, so we don't know exactly how many millions.
You bought it for like 50 cents at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty crazy. In Minnesota, less. Gina.
Well, Baskin and Robbins released their February flavor for the month, and it is a cult classic that has been gone, and they're bringing it back. It's Love Potion number 31.
Mm.
Yeah,
for the 31 flavors of Baskin Robbins.
Okay. So it's a swirl of white chocolate, raspberry flavored ice cream, highlighted with a tart raspberry ribbon. So you can get that all the month of February, and they also are introducing a pink waffle cone that's dipped in chocolate and has heart-covered sprinkles.
Aww.
Sounds delicious. Just in time for Valentine's in a few weeks.
Nice. All right, we are playing Yacht or Nyacht, and we let you vote and text in what song you wanted to hear. Would it be the Yacht Rock song by the Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes, or would it be the Nyat song by the Jacksons, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground?
And with a tally of our texters, what is it, Gina?
After totaling them up, it's going to be Yacht.
We go Yacht! Oh, yeah.
If you're not driving, close your eyes. Imagine you're on the water.
Put your feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Rub some lotion.
Also, again, if you're not driving, you can put your feet up.
Rub lotion on you. If you're driving, please don't rub lotion.
Well, it seems like every day there's a new headline about Starbucks. And this one, they are cutting their menu by like 30%. They're reducing it.
Okay.
Taking some products away and some drinks, food that isn't selling as well as they thought it would. There's no specific, they haven't come out with the exact options that they are reducing.
They don't want to make those people mad.
Right. But yeah, a little bit of everything is how the new CEO describes it. So
it seems like every one of these new things about Starbucks is not a good thing.
Yeah.
They're all like, we're going to stop being nice. And we're also going to spill your coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And today, we're also going to
spell your name wrong.
We're going to spell your name wrong.
We promise to be 50% more pretentious.
And we're going to be judgmental. We're going to shorty.
And the, yeah. And the bathroom is for customers only.
That's right. And only ones we like. And make it past the bouncers.
And tip us good.
At least the coffee is, well, you know, super overpriced. So that's good. All right. We got a whole weekend ahead of us. What are we going to do with it, y'all?
Let's see. I've got plans to go to friend's house to have Mexican tonight.
Nice.
Which is awesome. And then Sunday night, I'm going to see Hans Zimmer live at Bridgestone.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh. Who did the soundtracks for like all
so
these
movies.
Great movies,
yeah.
Like the Dune movies and Gladiator and just Inception and The Dark Knight. And
oh, that'll
supposed
be
to be
cool.
Like a rock concert. Just amazing thing. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Gina?
I am going to Chattanooga tomorrow.
Nice.
To pick up a dog for my cousins.
That's right, you're fostering.
Okay. Yes,
oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I'm so excited. So I'm going to pick up a sheep-a-doodle down there.
A sheep-a-doodle.
A sheep-a-doodle. And Landon and I will take care of it until we go to Seattle later in February for my sister's bridal shower. And we'll travel with it and everything. So.
Bring them their dog.
Yeah, and bring
very
them their
cool.
dog.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I love
I'm
that.
So
yeah.
excited.
Post pictures. That's awesome.
I will. I will.
Very
yeah.
cool.
He's so cute.
Tonight, my girlfriend and I are planning on watching the P. Diddy documentary on Peacock.
Oh,
which
okay.
I've heard is like, oh my God, you're going to, your jaw's going to drop because all the people that are implicated in this whole thing.
All right.
I may give in and actually subscribe.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, we're heading down to Mount Pleasant. Going to go see her kids and have some, you know, lunch and that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
it'll be fun.
That's awesome.
There you go. Y'all have a nice weekend. We will catch you Monday morning. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.